You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, everybody. You are listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, your host, and I am sitting with Ross. Did you have a great... I forgot to wish everybody last weekend a happy Labor Day weekend because we were in the midst of it. Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, I did. We had a really good time. It was actually my youngest son, Aiden. It was his birthday.
Aww.
So we had family over. And actually started making me think about Aiden and Austin, a lot of similarities between those two.
Yes, there are in right? so many ways. Mm-hmm. You are right. My gosh, he's probably taller than all of us now.
He's getting close. He's getting close.
Well, yeah. we brought Becky back because I'm so excited for everybody to hear about her story. But it made me think, Ross, you know, you have three kids. I have two. And the differences on how kids learn, adults learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, I remember, so Alex, my oldest, who's going to be 35 in a couple weeks, he would bring home books like I did and study and highlight and write things out of the book on a paper to help memorize. And then Austin is 4.5 years younger than Alex. So there's a gap. And Austin never brought home books. And in the beginning, when he was at the age, I used to punish him. I'm like, you have to bring home books. And Austin would get straight A's. And it wasn't until a friend of mine, who's also a teacher, Lori Flood, said, you can't, and she had both the kids, you cannot compare. Alex is a visual learner.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin's an audible learner. Did you ever know there was a difference?
No, but when you say that, it reminds me exactly of my oldest and the youngest. They're exactly the same. Youngest is just like Austin. Alex is like Tyler, like my oldest one. Very visual. I had to go through and write everything down, read it, write it. Where Austin would, or excuse me, Aiden was completely the opposite. And sometimes he struggled at first until we, I think, got better at knowing that and understanding of how he learned so that you could present and talk to him in that way that he could grasp and comprehend the best. And he was less stressful too.
Right.
Did you probably notice
right.
that with Austin, right?
Right.
If you're trying to communicate someone the wrong way and then they're frustrated because they can't get it, because they can't understand, once you can change that and understand it, then everyone is happier. They succeed. They're proud of themselves. They feel good about it. You feel good. Everyone wins.
I'm glad I learned that, honestly, before high school, because both my kids had to have straight A's before I would allow them to get their temps for driving. And poor Austin, had I not adjusted to what was the appropriate learning method for him, he may still not be driving. Who knows? I don't even know.
I'm feeling so bad for Austin right now.
Oh,
I'd actually give him a
trust
hug.
Trust me, he's got
poor
a good
Austin.
Life. He's
like,
fine.
Oh, I would have never
he's
drove.
Fine. Well, today we're going to talk with Becky again, and we are going to talk about what she's created just since April of this year. And if you all remember last week, she was told by a neurologist, saw in her own My Chart notes, by the way, this is it. You're going to have to quit your career, quit teaching. You're basically just a stay-at-home mom and figure out how to even be a mom.
Life-altering.
Life-altering. Wait till you all hear what Becky is doing. She is more successful than probably all of us in this room put together. We will be back with Becky when we return. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, and I have Ross here. And welcome back, Becky. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are dying to know. Well, of course, I know the secret. But can you please tell everybody, since April, what have you been doing?
So I have recently opened a center or a facility that provides day services and community-based outings for adults with disabilities. The name of the center is called Learning, Friendship, and Care Center.
Oh, I love that. Where is it located, Becky?
It is located in New Berlin, kind of on the corner of Beloit and Sunny Slope.
This is such a need in the community, such a need that I'm going to ask you twice, now and at the end of the show, before we dive into today's show. How can people find you? How can they reach out to you?
I think the best way is to look up my website. It's LFCC321.com. So Learning Friendship Care Center, LFCC321.com.
Okay, there we go. I just want to know, first of all, what was it like going from being told you can't teach again to now leading this center?
Well, it's been a journey because I had to figure out, I had to start somewhere, because not being able to work, if you've been told you can't work, some people are like, woohoo, I don't have to work. But you become very lonely. You become like you don't have a purpose in life. So I had to find my new purpose. What was my new purpose going to be that I could, still manage and care for myself? So I started working with adults with disabilities through a nonprofit organization. And I decided that there were some things that I wanted to do differently. And I wanted to also introduce some new ideas about how to care for adults with disabilities.
It gave you a great baseline.
Right.
You saw what you want to do. You saw what you don't want to do. It gave you a great baseline.
Yes. And I actually knew that I wanted to work with people with disabilities, because when I started teaching cooking before my car accident, that's when I was introduced to adults with disabilities or teenagers with disabilities. And I just fell in love with that population. I thought they were warm and caring, and I loved how they expressed themselves. And so knowing that, I knew that this is where my path might start.
Ross, I see you writing
again.
I know,
I'm sorry. Well, it's just interesting that you said you love the population of the people with special disabilities that you're going through. What you had said before in our last episode, you talked about you liked that you learned to listen more, to build a relationship, and you like the interaction with them because they want to build a relationship as well. It feels like a fitting relationship between the two of you.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. We both wanted to make connections. Both me and this population, we needed to bridge a gap that was occurring in our current communities. There's a huge gap, which I will get into in a moment, but there's a huge gap that these adults with disabilities, they need to be cared for and supported so that they can live high-functioning lives.
And you probably pulled a lot of your experience from before. And that's why I just keep thinking you pulled your experience from before, being told like you're going to have to change. There has to be a new Becky that's completely different, and found a way through that to be different so that you can help these other people as well to find their purpose, right? And that they don't have to settle for expectations that are put in front of them.
Right. Yes. I would often tell them speak with the families, the guardians, and I would say, okay, let's see where your loved one is at right now and where do you want them to be? And let's build a bridge together.
Realistic bridge, I'm sure, sometimes, right? Because sometimes was it an unrealistic expectation when you said in where you want them to be?
Right, right. You know, but I always say that with the right support systems, almost anybody can live a high-functioning life.
Are you able in a minute to define what does a high-functioning life mean?
A high-functioning life means that people are achieving their dreams. They are connected with a community, and they are getting their needs met, whether they're doing it on their own or with the help of a support person.
So they can live on their own in some cases, and in other cases still be considered high functioning, but they might have to still live with a parent for the rest of their lives, but they're still considered high functioning, correct?
Right. But because medicine has become so great, we see that adults with disabilities are outliving their parents. So we have to help families prepare for that future.
That's an interesting piece.
What's going to happen when mom and dad are 80 years old and are struggling to take care of themselves? Adults with disabilities have to learn, like, how can they cope without their parent, even before their parent might pass away?
Wow, I never thought of that. All right, more from Becky when we return. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. I am Gina Della. You are listening to What's the Difference. We are sitting with our beautiful Becky and Ross. And, you know, Becky is giving us so much good material while we're on commercial breaks. It's killing me. So I just told her she has to repeat something super profound, some stats.
So people with Down syndrome, in the 80s and 90s, their life expectancy was to the mid-30s. Now, today, people with Down syndrome have life expectancies that exceed 60 years old. So in just 30 years, we have doubled their life expectancy.
That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And what did you say? What was the number you said for autism?
I think autism, like probably everyone knows a person that has autism because the I think we were talking about how the spectrum of autism is so great and more people are starting to fall onto that spectrum that they're getting the diagnosis. And so more and more people are getting diagnosed with autism and therefore, you know, there's more people with autism.
So think about this, listeners. We are talking about adults with disabilities is who you are helping at this center. But you've had the parents of these adults, which we just talked about before, how we have to help them. We have to bridge the gap and help them live full, meaningful, what did you say, lives?
High functioning
lives. You have had parents so impressed with you, Becky, that they've literally insisted, and had it put in writing in your contract to pay extra to you just to guarantee that you will forever, they want you to live to be 300 years old, take care of their child. Can you, I mean, first of all, what does that even mean to you?
Well, it makes me feel very valued. It makes me feel very fulfilled. It makes me feel important. And that, to me, is the richest blessing of life, right?
And should show you, have zero doubt that you are doing, you should have zero self-doubt that you are doing anything but the best of the best of the best, because look what they are doing. I try not to cry. You are just so gosh darn special. Can you tell me what makes your center different from others? What is some of the big differences?
Well, I think the huge difference is there's no cookie cutter approach. So every individual is treated as an individual. What works for one person is not going to work for another person. Everyone has...
Boy, in this environment more than ever, right?
Right. And unfortunately, in this environment, a lot of people are trying to put the same shoe size on everyone, and that just doesn't work. We are all individuals, and adults with disabilities are exactly the same way. They're all individuals. And so it's really, you know, their needs come first. The person with the disability, their needs come first, and it's important that you listen to what those needs are. Adults with disabilities, they want to be heard. They want to be seen. They want to have friends. They want to be accepted.
They have feelings.
Very much so. All feelings, not just happy feelings, not just sad feelings, not just angry feelings. They have all feelings. And it was my job to bring those feelings out and make sure that they are heard.
What does it look like on a day-to-day basis of what you're doing? I understand like building the plans individually for the people, really helping comfort the parents as well as the adult. What does that look like on a day-to-day basis?
I don't think I can explain my job in a day-to-day basis because literally every day it's different. Mondays I do 2 one-on-one services, and I take a group out into the community. Last night we went bowling. Tomorrow night we're going to Bass Bay and having dinner and going on a pontoon boat ride. Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, I'm in a day program where people come to the facility. And, you know, so as you can see, it's every day is different.
So it's kind of reinforcing that of how you're really meeting with the individual, understanding them, and then finding out what will cater to the, and maybe the best way to say it is what helps their growth and gets them to the goals that they're looking for.
Right. And we have mainly four different programs that they can be kind of placed into. And then within those programs, for example, social group, which is small groups that we take them out into the community, that provides transportation door to door. Whereas Rad Respite, they go out into the community in larger groups and door to door transportation isn't provided. So you can see, like, do they need transportation? Do they have a support system that will transport them? Do they like small groups or large groups? Do they want to be with guys or just girls? Or do they want to be in a mixed group? And what type of activities do they like? We have something for to meet everyone's need right now.
Wow. Well, when we return, we're going to hear what her goals are in the next 5 to 10 years. And I can't even imagine what we're going to hear, because just what she's done in 6 months is crazy. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. I'm Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I'm Gina Della. And I'm excited, Becky, for you to end the show with telling everybody what are your goals in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, my short-term goal is to really create a safe and welcoming community for adults with disabilities and their families, where they can feel supported and be able to express what they're feeling and what they're needing. So a community is what I want to start with first. And I think I'm on a successful path to that.
And would you agree the beautiful property you are at is allowing you to expand at a rate that's comfortable to you? You can grow as fast as you, as quickly as you want, or as, right?
Yes.
There's room to grow.
Yes, yes, there is room to grow. Right now I'm in one of the smaller rooms, and there's a much bigger room that I have my eye on and have permission to start renting as soon as possible. There's also a house on the property that I am looking into renting so that we can start moving adults with disabilities into this house for training to let kind of train them to live on their own, live without mom and dad, live with roommates. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we're looking into building a community of tiny homes where adults with disabilities can live in their own small room. That's approximately, you know, 400 to 700 square feet.
Wow.
It's a little apartment or their dorm room.
Is there room where you are now to be building some of these tiny homes, or would that be in a different location?
There is room, and the church is looking at, already in the process of how these tiny homes can be built on their property. So hopefully the community of New Berlin will be supportive of this and welcome our ideas, and yeah, if there's anybody out there that is supportive of this and want to reach out to me, I would love to hear from them.
Yes, we want to grow and help you hit that ultimate goal of building these tiny homes. Becky, can you remind everybody one more time, how can they find you?
They can find me on my website at lfcc321.com.
Remind them what that stands for.
Learning, Friendship, and Care Center.
Awesome. Ross, wouldn't you agree that Becky's journey reminds us that sometimes the difference between tragedy and triumph really just is determination, right? It's mind over matter.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And think of, Becky, what I love about your story is you started 5 years ago at a position where you wanted to find purpose in your life, and now you got to a point where you're helping others find purpose in their life.
Mm-hmm. Becky, yeah. Thank you so much. What a great 2 weeks this has been. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great week. See you next Saturday. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.